It's an interesting timing for this. The governor did just launch his campaign, really kick it into high gear. There's a big rally in Prince George's County, one in Baltimore, and we're about 6 weeks out from Election Day. Mail ballots are already going out to vote by mail voters this week. So, you know, why the change? Look, the governor's not facing a ton of competition this year, so we're not sure exactly why he's making the change. They didn't say anything other than saying that Ron Owens is departing at the end of this week, so pretty quick.
Could it be that he's just focusing on his general election instead of the primary then?
That is possible. The governor will get some opposition. We don't know who the Republican opponent will be, but they, you know, will make an effort. But look, Governor Moore is really well positioned in this election. He and Lieutenant Governor Aruna Miller began the year with $8 million in their campaign accounts, which is really a lot of money in Maryland, especially when there's not a ton of strong opposition. So he's positioned well, and, you know, perhaps he feels a little comfortable and feels he can go in a different direction. We haven't heard yet from the governor himself about why he's making the change.
So as we said, Ron Owens has led this campaign for a while. He's being replaced by Dylan Arendt. Do you know anything about the differences between those two? What does Arendt perhaps bring to the table that might be different from Ron Owens?
Dylan Arendt currently works in the governor's official office in the State House. He's a senior advisor. He works on public policy. You see him around. I've seen him around the State House a lot. So he's like very well entrenched into Governor Moore's world. On the official side now, at the end of this week, he's going to leave and go over to the campaign side. And, you know, that happened. The governor's press secretary left the official office, went over to the campaign side to lead the communications efforts over there. So you see people kind of go back and forth between the official world, but he will bring with him, you know, knowledge of the governor's official actions, what his policy priorities are, how he likes to govern, and that will now be brought over to the campaign side.